I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
Yep.
Warren Beatty
Excellent.
Made the recent Oscar
telecast gosh, yeah.
Quite memorable. It wasn't his fault.
It was not, except he had a moment when a guy who was at the top of the heap for producing, directing, and acting didn't quite know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, and which is just fine with me because it makes him very human, but it allows some other people to diss him for being old. Woody Allen said that in the next life, he wants to come back as Warren Beatty's fingertips. Let's get serious. We are the final arbiters.
And a couple of weeks after, right. I enjoyed the Oscars.
Let's just hit a couple of high points. Obviously, we can't do the whole thing. La La Land versus Moonlight.
The momentum Moonlight was picking up.
Yeah.
There was sort of that little bit of La La Land backlash that was kind of bubbling up.
Yeah.
I think in another year, La La Land would have won, but because of last year's controversy surrounding the whitewashed crop of nominees, that Moonlight took it. And in spectacular fashion at the end of the show.
I think so.
Casey Affleck won Best Actor for Manchester by the Sea. Did you agree with that assessment, by the way?
Although the differences between Denzel Washington and his performances are starkly different. I like the subtler Montgomery Clift kind of approach that Casey has, as opposed to the more in-your-face of Denzel.
They were both true to the characters. You know, one character was this sort of bombastic, got-something-to-prove guy, and then the other guy was inwardly suffering. Yep. They both approached the characters
fittingly. The Salesman won the Best Foreign Language Film. Iranian film, turbulent, domestic story, a wife being assaulted and a husband rising to the occasion with his sense of honor and justice, and it's quite beautifully done.
Yeah. So, now, how do you feel about A Man Called Uwe not winning?
I had two favorites, that and Tony Erdman, going in with a very jaundiced eye when I looked at The Salesman, and boy, it was good.
So what about Emma Stone, La La Land, winning Best Actress?
I was impressed with her audition scenes and impressed with the fact that she could sing and dance. What do you think was her strongest competition?
I guess it would be Natalie Portman and Jackie was her strongest competition.
Yeah.
That performance might be slightly problematic. Natalie Portman, as talented as she is, she still looks just a little too girlish. You know, I think Jackie O's affectation was jarring. It sounded like Natalie Portman was playing Marilyn Monroe. And I know that that's actually...
That is accurate.
It's an accurate
yes, it
affectation.
Is.
When you're watching it, it kind of gets a little weird, especially coming out of that face.
One-dimensional in the sense that that camera was on her most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get a sense of range from that. You get a sense of really nailing down an imitation. Good interpretation. You don't have the range that Emma Stone showed. So I have to concede Emma Stone was a good choice.
Yeah.
What about Best Supporting Actress? That was the only category where we were certain. Viola Davis. She elected to compete in the Best Supporting Actress category when she could have easily won.
She could have easily.
And I heard that she played it safe, although the studio was complicit.
And they're smart because to win the Oscar in any category is going to guarantee more box office dollars coming.
Got it.
Exactly.
What about Best Documentary Feature? Was there any better than O.J. Made in America?
No, man. In fact, if you watched O.J. Made in America, you didn't have time to watch any other documentaries.
7 hours, but I'll tell you, if you start it, you're going to want to finish it. And it's not so much about the trial. It's not so much about the trial. It's his life.
I've never seen a documentary do anything quite like it, where you take one pop cultural moment of horrifying fascination and then refract it through this wider lens of history and race and politics and sports and pop culture. Then you arrive at this one moment, right? The not guilty verdict. And you understand it for a second.
And one of the reasons you understand it is that jurors actually tell you why they voted in favor of him. Anyway, that's the skinny on the Oscars at 2017.
Yeah, that's
only
it.
On Cinema Classics, are you going to get this inside scoop?
This late in the game.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics, that's right, it's award-winning, is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.